I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. In West Africa, Nigeria is preparing for a presidential election next month. There's a big concern about the vote, that attacks by Boko Haram extremists could interfere with a free and fair election. The Nigerian government's fight against the militants has intensified, but so has a controversial effort to de-radicalize and rehabilitate some of its fighters. The program involves former Boko Haram members who voluntarily surrendered to authorities. The BBC's Issa Khalid visited the program's facility in Nigeria's Gombe State.
On the outskirts of a town in Gombe State, northeastern Nigeria, is a complex which the government hopes can help end its 10-year fight against Boko Haram. We were granted access to the de-radicalization facility on condition we didn't reveal its exact location. This de-radicalization camp is vast. It looks like a big secondary school with classrooms and administrative buildings. The security here is tight, with concrete barriers at the gate and barbed wire, and there are soldiers on guard as well. The former Boko Haram militants are dressed in their light brown uniforms. 19-year-old Mohammed is one of those former fighters. He says he was abducted and forced to join the group 6 years ago when his village was overrun by militants. He tells me he was involved in several attacks on villages until he surrendered to the Nigerian military in 2017.
My life in Boko Haram was terrible. It was not fair. I found myself living a bad life. I did not enjoy it at all. Only later, I realized being a Boko Haram member was very wrong.
There are 154 ex-militants in the camp who have opted for a new life and pledged allegiance to the Nigerian government. They are the second batch of the ex-Boko Haram members who have completed the 12-month program, which involved psychosocial support and religious reorientation. Part of the rehabilitation process is teaching the former Boko Haram members vocational skills, such as tailoring, carpentry, cosmetics, and even poultry. I'm in a tailoring shop in this camp, and I can see dozens of former Boko Haram members here, each on his own sewing machine. And the idea basically is to give them some sources of legitimate income when they are finally released back into their own communities. Whilst I watch, Mohammed makes a pair of slippers.
Shoemaking that I have learned will help me live a decent life when I go back home. Wherever I go, it will give me some income. But whenever I reflect on what we did in Boko Haram, I feel very bad. We are seeking forgiveness from our victims, our parents, and the rest of the world. We are now reformed people. We have been reformed in this camp. We need forgiveness.
The former fighters are to be reintegrated into local communities. But many people, especially those who have suffered, feel threatened by the prospect. Salamatu Shettima's life has been shattered. She tells me she has lost her husband and 7 of her 8 children to Boko Haram violence 3 years ago.
If they have truly repented and they are sure they will not commit such acts again, I can forgive them. But I will not forget. I will never forget. It is impossible.
According to security analyst Kabiru Adamu, preventing the former Boko Haram members from rejoining the group is not guaranteed.
There is no evidence suggests that these members have gone back to the group.
But, you know, having a military running such a program and then to have people change their ideological standing based on a military-run program, I guess it's almost impossible.
Kabiru Adamu says one of the problems is that the living conditions that led the young men to join Boko Haram have not changed.
So irrespective of what you put them through, if they still come out and meet those conditions on the ground, then the likelihood is they would be either tempted to go back to join those groups or in some instances forced, because it's a choice between joining government or joining these groups, armed groups.
However, the authorities are confident. Colonel Beidi Gurama Martins is in charge of the camp.
I'm very certain that they are not going to go back into the act, considering what the program is designed to achieve. They have been thoroughly prepared, trained, and organized to ensure that they are properly monitored over a long period and with the expectation that it will not have a relapse. this remains one of the most plausible options other than combat operations that should be used against this sect in order to bring this violence to an end.
But with a recent increase in Boko Haram attacks in the northeast of Nigeria, the de-radicalization program is still a drop in the ocean in the deadly fight against the group.
The BBC's Isaac Khalid reporting there from Gombe State in Nigeria.